Today is August the 14th, 2017, on Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I'm your host for the program, where this year we will be reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, or in other words, just Jesus, so that all of us can get to know him just a little more. Before we begin to read the precious Word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the answer to prayer, the bread of life, creator, designer, everlasting faithful one, gracious and holy, holy, holy. You're the intelligent designer and Jesus. What a beautiful name that is, Lord. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now, the only wise God, powerful and the quieter of our souls. You're the God of all our resources and education. You're the God of all our schools. You're the teacher of teachers, and you are the underwriter of everything we learn. You are victory and the Word. You are the example we long to follow, the one we say yes to, and the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, great and mighty Father, for allowing us this time to learn more about Jesus so that we can be his hands and feet and eyes and ears in our classrooms across America, in all of our school buildings, in all of our offices, in every place that your Christian children walk. Help us, Lord, to represent you well as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days for the 2017-2018 school year. That's exciting. In our first school year together, we read the whole New Testament. The second year, we read all of the Psalms and Proverbs. Now, that's a lot of wisdom. Last year, we had the awesome gift of reading God's promises together. And this year, we are going to look only at the red letter words of Jesus, just what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. Now, the very first time that there are recorded words of Jesus, it doesn't even happen until Matthew 3, verse 15. But just so you know what Jesus is talking about, this was when he was walking towards John the Baptist. And John was so taken back that he would be baptizing Jesus that he almost tried to say no. But Jesus, in his marvelous way, spoke the following words. The Word of God, Matthew 3, verse 15. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. The Word of God, Matthew 3, verse 15. Now I want to encourage you, my friends, to go back into the Word when you can. I realize most of you are listening either in the car or on the run or under earbuds or something like that. But going back into the Word is precious. And so you can also have this available on your device at www.aw180days.com. What a blessing to know that we are in the same Word of God with our brothers and sisters in the public schools all across America. The second thing that we are going to do this year is to read the lyrics from a favorite song about Jesus. Now, I'm still open for some suggestions, but I've gathered approximately 150-ish different songs and hymns about Jesus. I've created a public YouTube playlist with these songs, and I'd be happy to add some if you have suggestions. Now, the pattern is tinyurl.com/aw180-justjesus. Now, that'll give you access to the full playlist, and then the song that I do for the day will have its own pattern. Today, we are going to read the lyrics of what a beautiful name it is. Now I'm going to play a small portion in the background to honor copyrights. What a beautiful name. From Hillsong Worship and Brooke Leisurewood. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever our God reigns. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. I hope that was a blessing to you, my friends. And if you want to get right back to that song exactly instead of the full playlist, you will simply go to tinyurl.com/aw180-what-a-beautiful-name. Thank you, my friends. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And we are kicking off the 1:16 p.m. prayer prompts today also. And so, my friends, we pray at that crazy, inconvenient time because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And today, on August the 14th, we are asking that you pray for God's peace this new school year for all students and educators. Now, the fourth thing that we do is to read our daily devotionals. And this year, I have chosen to read Don Clark's Teacher, Take Courage devotionals. So on our first day, the verse that he has chosen is Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will neither leave you nor forsake you. He entitles this, Dialogues and the First Day of Class. I have a 12-year-old student who entered my class reading 10 words. I am being held accountable for him to pass a modified 5th-grade level reading exam. He's ADHD with severe behavior issues. That was from Kelly Carson, a 5th-grade special education teacher. This is what God says. Be strong and courageous. From Rolanda Garza, 7th-grade science teacher. The district did not hire another junior high earth science teacher, and I have several classes with over 35 students, and I only have 30 desks. My rosters total more than 175 students, more than I've ever had in my 15-year career. God says, be strong and courageous. from Natasha Liu, 9th through 12th grade health. The student with the swastika tattoos got agitated in my class today. He stood up and shouted at me. He began yelling and told me that I should perform an obscene sexual act upon him. I called his mother after school. He had already gotten home and told her lies about the incident. She yelled at me on the phone. She said she was calling the principal to lodge a complaint against me. God says, be strong and courageous. From Deanna Witherspoon, 3rd grade teacher. I have worked 20 years in the same school. I'm being transferred to a new school. I only know 2 of the other staff members that'll be there. God says, be strong and courageous. The new students enter your class. As you have been taught, you stand at the door. You warmly shake each of their hands and verbally welcome them. You make them feel comfortable and direct them to their seats. After the last student enters, you shut the classroom door and begin walking to the front of your classroom. Do you see the man standing at the front of the class where you usually stand? Do you see Jesus? He is standing there, holding out a nail-pierced hand, and he is looking at you in the eye with more passion and compassion than you have ever seen in your life. When you reach out and take his hand, he does not say, good morning or hello. He says, be strong and courageous. I will help you lead these young people to their promised lands, to the hope and future our Father has planned for them. But only if you listen, stand for me, keep your eyes on me, ask questions when you don't understand, follow my directions and complete the assignments I have given you. I will never let you face these tasks alone. I will not give up on you or leave you no matter how many times you may fail. I am giving you some very challenging tests this year. You can get the assignments done and pass the test if we work closely together. What are you going to say to him? What are you going to do? The prayer. God, thank you for being in control this year. We have much to learn. Give us wisdom, strength, and courage. These classroom situations are real, but the names and classroom assignments have been changed for confidentiality throughout this entire work. And that was our daily devotional written today by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote is from Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, do what you can with what you have, where you are. As we close out our time together, my friends, I want to encourage you to look to that older movie. I think it was in 1993 that the Visual Bible series was out. And there's one on Matthew where Bruce Marciano played Jesus. Well, my friend Roger encouraged me to check it out again, and it'll just melt your heart to see that beautiful, playful, amazing Jesus he portrayed. And so that is a cool way to enhance our time together with just Jesus. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you of the words of Jesus from today, from Matthew 3, verse 15. Let it be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Holy God, Almighty King, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you have called us your children, and that Jesus is with us each and every day as we walk the halls of our campuses. Oh Lord, you said, where 2 or more are gathered in my name, I will be there also. We hold on to that truth, Lord, and we look for our other Christian educators among us, that we may praise you and be Jesus with skin on. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.